The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
So you may have heard that Hunter Biden was convicted for lying to obtain a gun under the influence of drugs. And here's the thing. There's been a lot of talk on social media and in the media as well, talking about how this is somehow restitution for what happened with Donald Trump and that these are somehow similar cases, which is absolutely crazy, by the way. But I want to show you what CNN wrote up immediately after his conviction. And then I'm going to talk about the differences between these trials and how crazy it is that people are saying this is even remotely similar. This is what CNN said. So they wrote up this article and they said, quote, stating that Biden made no effort to interfere in the prosecution of his son Hunter with either his executive authority or with the media megaphone of his office. He allowed his own Justice Department to secure a guilty verdict Tuesday that could result in jail time for the recovering addict and hurt his own 2024 campaign. Quote, I will accept the outcome of this case and will continue to respect the judicial process as Hunter considers an appeal. Yeah, I'm sure that Joe Biden hasn't dealt unfairly with his DOJ at all, as if that's happened with this case or with Donald Trump. I think that the fundamental misunderstanding is that conservatives think that they want restitution for what's gone on. I think a lot of people do want restitution in a certain way, and I'll talk about that in a second. But this idea that Hunter Biden is somehow making up for the fact that the Justice Department has gone after their opposition is absolutely crazy. They then went on to talk about how this basically proves the justice system is working and isn't stacked against Trump, which is absolutely insane. It's all over the internet, like I said, people saying that Biden is freaking out about this It's all over the internet saying that Biden isn't freaking out about this the way Trump supporters are freaking out about Trump. And the reason why is because it's not even close to the same thing. So here's the problem with that. Let's take 1 minute to break down the details. I've made a simple compare and contrast list in a Google Doc. It's super easy. You know, the Democrats could have taken 2 seconds to do something like this. And CNN, by the way, again, this is our media. And they won't even take the time just to show the differences between this case. Instead, they go out and they act like this is the Justice Department just prosecuting the average person for what they should do. Here's just a simple similarities and differences chart that I made for your viewing pleasure. Similarities. There's only two, really. The first is that Donald Trump and Hunter Biden were both convicted of felonies. Cool, that, yeah, sure, that's similarity, I suppose. The next is that both were tried in heavy pro-Biden jurisdictions. So it is a similarity. It certainly helps one and hurts the other. But those were really the only similarities between these cases. So this kind of narrative that this is restitution for the other makes absolutely no sense because there's no other similarities. There's a lot more differences, though. And by the way, I spent like 2 minutes doing this. This wasn't me doing massive amounts of research. I'm not trying to create this comprehensive list. I'm just saying, as a critical thinker, as someone, by the way, who was not a Donald Trump supporter like 3 months ago, and as someone for sure who's not a Biden supporter, just observing the cases as the facts are and writing up a list, something that the media cannot do because they're corrupt to the core. Here are the differences. Only Trump was a former president. Only Trump was the assumed Republican nominee, i.e. running for president. Pretty big differences. Hunter Biden did something routinely prosecuted. Having a gun under illegal and false pretenses is routinely prosecuted. You know, obviously you can't lie and say that you're not on drugs when you are. Obviously you can't have a gun when you're on drugs. pretty routinely prosecuted. It's happened. I think it's happened a couple times, right? The next couple differences. Trump did something that has never in the history of New York been tried as a felony. Never. So again, and juxtapose that to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has done something that happens all the time. And again, I'm going to talk about it because it's happened all the time. I actually don't really think it's a big deal. But Donald Trump, on the other hand, has done something that happens all the time. It is fairly often, I don't know if often is the right word, but it has been convicted as a misdemeanor. But instead, it was trumped up to a felony, which is absolutely crazy. No pun intended there, by the way. And the last difference, of course, Trump's judge gagged him so he couldn't even talk about the corrupt prosecution. Side note, by the way, there's another difference. The chief witnesses in Trump's trial were a porn star and a convict. But those were the two chief witnesses. I don't know if you knew that, but those are the facts. Whereas it took like 3 hours for the jury in Hunter Biden's case to come down and say, yeah, this looks pretty, you know, it's pretty cut and dry. Just don't be on drugs when you have a gun and don't lie when you're trying to get a gun, right? At least in the state of Delaware where it happened. So no, Democrats, this wasn't the same. This doesn't restore our faith in the DOJ, and it shouldn't. Hunter Biden will ultimately get a slap on the wrist. And here's the thing, I don't care. This is what I was alluding to. When we're talking about restitution here, no conservative, if they're being actually pragmatic, really cares about Hunter Biden. I don't care about Hunter Biden. If the fine for Hunter Biden was $100, I would be fine with it. I'd be like, cool. It's not Hunter Biden I care about. It's Joseph Biden. That's who I care about. Joseph Robinette Biden. Sorry, I forgot his middle name there for a second. That's who I care about. We know that he's worked with his son, and Hunter Biden's been engaged in all of that, how he sold out our country, Ukraine and China, how he was the big man, as Hunter Biden called him, and he used his father and his influence in order to broker certain deals with Ukraine and China, and we don't fully understand what those are. But I don't care about Hunter. I want Joe, and all the conservatives want that too. Again, I don't care how small his sentencing is for the gun. It just doesn't matter to me. Like, who cares? At the end of the day, this is what liberals aren't getting. Republicans and conservatives don't care about that. They don't care about Hunter Biden. They want Joseph. I'm upset about the injustice that happened to Donald Trump as well, just as much as I want restitution with Joe Biden being prosecuted. It's not like I just want revenge. I want what was wrong to be made right. I want the injustice that happened to Donald Trump and could happen to any of us, by the way, to be overturned, and I want it to be overturned before the election so that it doesn't have impacts on the election. And right now it's still in some ways unclear whether or not it's going to impact the election in massive ways. By the way, Alvin Bragg, the DA, he literally ran with his election slogan was essentially, give me the DA position and I will find something on Donald Trump and I will convict him of it. I don't know what it is. I'm going to first choose to convict him, essentially, indict him, and then I'll kind of just figure out. I have in his mind, he'd already indicted Donald Trump. He just had to find something. And unfortunately, we looked, there wasn't really anything, so he made up a new legal theory, found a corrupt judge, and made that happen again. That's not even something that I'm saying. That's something he said. That was literally like his election slogan was he was going to put Donald Trump behind bars. He didn't even say how that was going to be. He just said he's going to find a way. So no, this isn't the same. I don't care about Hunter Biden. It isn't even news to me that's important. Like, I heard about it and I was like, who cares? It's Hunter Biden. He's the son of Joe Biden. Yes, he was involved in the corruption in Ukraine and China for sure, but this case has nothing to do with those things. So unless he's convicted on something that could potentially damn his father as well, I just don't care about it. So call me when I hear Biden being prosecuted for treason. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.